Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Your used car may soon come with subscription fees. BMW and others have been criticized for charging monthly fees for features in new cars like heated seats. Now the tactic is coming for used cars. By Ariane Marshall. News reports often get people angry, but wow, did people get mad over an article published last summer about BMW? It described how the German automaker now sold some features of its vehicles as subscriptions, including an offering in South Korea that charged $18 for things that drivers are accustomed to coming standard, such as heated seats. Subscription-weary consumers reacted with outrage. Spotify, Netflix, Razors, coffee, all now come with monthly fees. But being asked to subscribe to heated seats seemed to point to something broken at the core of the money-for-stuff compact that is global capitalism. If a car company could give or take away access to Tuchus warmers with the press of a button in faraway Germany, what did it mean to own anything? BMW of North America eventually put out a statement saying it would always allow customers to buy features permanently upfront with a vehicle. It also defended offering subscriptions for features such as dash cams and remote start functions to provide flexibility. The Führer died down, as Führers do. But in many ways, the BMW heated seat kerfuffle was an early skirmish in a larger campaign. Almost every global automaker has offered some kind of subscription, such as Tesla's full self-driving, $15,000 upfront or $99 to $199 a month. General Motors' crash response and roadside assistance system OnStar, between $25 and $50 a month. Or Toyota's Remote Connect, which offers remote start, among other goodies, $8 a month or $80 a year. It's no surprise that global carmakers are jealous of the fantastical returns of big tech firms like Microsoft and Apple. Sell software, get googly returns, or so the theory goes. General Motors alone has said it wants to wring some $25 billion in annual revenue out of subscriptions by 2030. Its internal research suggests car buyers are willing to spend an average of $85 a month, CEO Mary Barra said last year. Automakers' latest target in the subscriptions push, or shakedown depending on where and how comfortably you're sitting, is used car owners. The average lifespan of passenger vehicles is steadily ticked up in recent years and now sits at around 12 years in the U.S., with cars cycling through two or three or four owners before they hit the scrap heap. Car makers are working on making those owners into subscribers, too. It's a massive market, says Gary Silberg, who heads the global automotive sector at the accounting and advisory firm KPMG. He says automakers are trying to use the increasingly software-stuffed car to resolve a silly situation. You spend all the money building the car, you spend all the money designing it and building factories, and yet you don't get to talk to your customer, Silberg says. More connected vehicles and the apps that go along with them mean that automakers can. Connected cars have completely changed the landscape of customer interaction, says Michael Benzel, vice president of mobility and connected services at Cariad, the Volkswagen Group's automotive software subsidiary. He describes the company's relationship with car buyers as shifting from occasional contact at dealerships at times of purchase, maintenance, or repairs, to continuous direct customer contact during the entire ownership period. Automakers are just starting to figure out how to transfer used car owners into subscribers. General Motors spokesperson Anna Yu declined to share specific numbers on subscribers who drive used cars, but she says that second owners are some of our most loyal customers, often because they proactively reached out to ask about subscription-based products like OnStar or Super Cruise, its advanced driver assistance feature. Cariad's Ben Sell says the VW-owned company is able to push highly targeted digital campaigns, that is, ads, directly onto drivers' control panels or apps. The connectivity, now present in some new and newer used cars, he says, also allows Cariad to pull data that help VW better understand the usage of our vehicles as well as customer needs over a lifetime. More data, in other words, means automakers could maybe build better products attractive to drivers of cars both new and used, and likely helps tune those digital ads, too. Drivers of used cars, whom automakers have a direct line to, whether by email or app, are often offered free trial periods aimed at hooking a consumer to the subscription model of car ownership. But many drivers of used cars aren't so easily targeted, especially those who don't buy their cars through automakers' dealer-controlled networks. A 2021 survey of more than 2,000 U.S. car owners led data and analytics company LexisNexis Risk Solutions to estimate that 83% of owners of used cars with built-in connectivity remain untapped, meaning automakers had left money on the table. Since 2021, LexisNexis has offered a service called Owner Check, aimed at helping automakers root out used car owners. It can link disparate datasets to determine when a car has a new owner, and conversely, when a person has a new car. The company won't disclose which automakers use Owner Check, but it says companies accounting for 65% of the global auto market are either testing or in discussions about the service. All these new subscription offerings create a new way for automakers to compete and to position their brand in relation to others. Volvo's deputy CEO, Bjorn Onwall, says the company feels it's unfair to charge extra to simply activate hardware that's already in a car, as in the heated seats, he says. But it's okay to charge for more complex software. An example of that might be a parking aid that stitches images together from multiple cameras. This is partly market research, but partly it's just common sense, he says. The unanswered question is this: what are people really going to pay for? As these companies' software and subscriber drives expand to owners of used cars, so too will the potential for their hopes to be dashed, or to get people really, really mad.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.